Transmission.
All right, all right. What's the big hubbub? It's 1930, Coordinated Universal Time. My name's Tobe. And, of course, this means you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. What dubious goal do we have to achieve today? Well, I already achieved it. I had to go deal with bureaucrats and bureaucracy and sit in places that smell like industrial pink soap in those fiberglass chairs from the 70s. You know the ones I'm talking about. And so now I am just angry. I had to deal with fools and monkeys, and they were incompetent. And it was one of those take a number situations, and oh, I almost snapped. But note that I said almost. And so, here we are, walking through the forest on a beautiful day. I'm looking for my buddies who don't do bureaucracy. In a forest, you never have to fill out any forms. In a forest, you never have to wait for somebody to say your number. In the forest, it's the right temperature. Forest temperature. I was so hot in this building, I almost had a cow this morning. I've still got my sunglasses on. I'm gonna switch to my forest glasses now. Ooh, it's bright out here today. It's kind of warm. I don't know the temperature, but I am wearing my shorts. Da-da-da-da. Got my short pants on so I can do some short pants crimes. Hey, wait a minute. Have I done any crimes today? You know, I don't think I've committed any crimes today. But then again, you know, I've only been awake for about 2 hours. I don't know. You're expecting way too much of me. Oh, little butterflies. Okay. Well, there's lots of birds chirping. I'm not seeing much of anything. And a lot of green plants, and that's always lovely. And we're coming up to the fork. Oh, jeez. Yeah, that was a big bee. And that guy, I thought he was going to land on my head. Where did he go? In fact, I can't be too sure that he didn't bounce off my head. Mr. Bee, where did you go? How come I can never find these bees? I like bees. All right, we are now at the fork in the road, the crossroads, so to speak. So we're gonna... Did I just hear voices? Oh, maybe I just heard a goose. If I have to deal with any more people today, I'll probably start slapping them. Because I have an extraordinarily small tolerance for stupidity. I only like smart people. And I only like geese, like this gooser over here sleeping on her nest. I don't see any frogs. Oh, I see some little fishies in the shallow water. That's good news. Fishies are good. Now we're gonna head out onto the boardwalk. See if we can find some cool dudes out here. Well, here's a goose just standing here in the reeds. Hi, what are you doing? Are you looking for some goosey snacks? Yeah, probably looking for some goosey snacks. You can hear him walking through the reeds. Tromp, tromp, tromp. All right, and now we're stepping onto the boardwalk. And we got about 10 meters of this before we're actually over any water. And now we're over the water. There's little frogs jumping. kind of a medium-sized frog jumping. Hey, froggy. I hear something else in the reeds. Is it just more frogs? Is there a scratty in here? I don't see anybody. And I'm looking into the soup. I'm just standing here. And there's no snappers. I would think there would be some snappers around here, but there aren't. And now the geese in the reeds are freaking out. Now we're going to have some kind of goosey conflict. Oh, they're having goosey battles. Goose battle! And in this corner, honky goosers. And in the other corner, goosey honkers. Yeah, some kind of battle. Goosey conflict, we have it all the time. I'm seeing little fish in the water. And there's two turtles on the log way out there, like there's always two turtles on that log. But they're regular little turtles. And I'm scanning the lagoon for big snappers. And I don't see any immediately. But sometimes they're hard to find. You gotta look. I'm seeing lots of little fishies. I'm seeing lots of little froggies. And those geese are still honking their honks off. That's pretty fun. Fun for a goose. No, here's a fishy. He's not very afraid of me. He's just looking at me going, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm walking on the boardwalk. He's like, what's that all about? I don't know. I don't know how to explain it to you. If you don't have legs, you're not going to get it. So he's like, yeah, I can dig it. And he's just swimming. Lots of fishies in the water. There's a goose down here at the end of the boardwalk. Also down here at the end of the boardwalk in the real shallow area, lots of little fishies, and they just saw me, and they're all making their rush back into the channel, creating something of a wave on the surface. Other than that, it's not very windy today. And so there's some light ripples on the surface of the water, but otherwise it seems fairly smooth. And I see little fishies. I'm kind of tempted to try to grab some of these guys. Oh, and here's some fresh snoodler prints in the shallow water. There was snoodlers here, raccoons here, either this morning or last night, or both. I think I just walked into a spider web. Get those webs off me. It's kind of warm out here. I want to go back in the shade. All right, we're going to walk back down the boardwalk. I saw some ripples down here, but they were small ripples. Oh yeah, they're just fishy ripples. Look at all these fishies. I want to get you fishies. Oh yeah. I'm kind of tempted to try to grab one. But hand fishing is illegal in Nebraska. Now you might be wondering how I know these things. Well, I just happen to know that one because hand fishing is only legal in 4 states, Nebraska not being one of them. But it is legal in Oklahoma. And this is a sport that is sometimes referred to as noodling. You've probably seen it. Basically, to go noodling, you put on some not your best clothing and you go get in a shallow river and you walk up and down the banks and you stick your hand in the holes underwater and when the fish bites onto your arm, you grab it from the inside and you pull it out of the hole. And these are normally catfish and they can get very large. Noodling for flatheads. You know, it's not for everybody. But, you know, if you seriously want to go one-on-one with a fish, and I'm not talking, you know, about a little 1-pound bluegill or your 3-pound smallmouth bass. Oh, I was a lunker. It was a real fighter. No. Now, go stick your hand in an underwater hole where there's a 90-pound flathead catfish. Pull that sumbitch out. Wrestle them into your boat or onto the bank. That's fishing. Hi, goozers. Yeah, they're not talking today. They're just gonna sit there. All right, I'm off the boardwalk. We're back into the forest. And I need to hook around on this little curvy path, and then we'll go over the land bridge and go into the, I don't know, sometimes I call it the back 40, the forest proper, in back. Here we go. Lots of birds doing birdie stuff out here today. It's kind of a happy bird place. If you were a bird, you would want to live here. This particular vantage point allows me to look into the back of the billabong. And I don't see any action going on. There's ripples in the water. There's some fishy and froggy action, but there's no big striders back here. No scratties. It's around this time of year, well, maybe it's still a little bit early, but eventually the muskrats move back into here and they have a good time. But we're not seeing them yet, so let's just keep walking. Now I'm in the frog zone. Dun, 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 dun. All these big frogs on the logs. Look at that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Is that a 15th? Yes, 15. Frogs on a log. And there's some big ones. They're chunky style. Chunky style frogs. Man, that one is a beast. Look at that thing. Yeah. Some kind of frog club has their meeting on this log every day. From a certain time to another certain time. The times of which are unknown to me. I'm not a frog. How am I supposed to know when frog club meets? Oh, I see a big bee, but he's off the trail. Oh, he's coming over here. Well, now he crossed the trail. And I lost him. Dang it. I want to interview a bee, just a bumbler, because they're so fumblers. That was neat. He just buzzed by my head and went over there. Let's go over here. Dun dun dun. Searching for bees. Gonna talk to them, please. Where are you? Where did he go? I don't see him. That's called the disappearing bee trick. And now I'm crossing over the bridge that... Oh wait, what was that? That overlooks the Snapping Turtle Mating Lagoon. And I was just going to say, oh, and there's nothing out there, but something just caused some big ripples in the usual spot. I'm not really seeing anything, and it was just that one little pseudo splash. Alright, well, if I can't see any snappers doing it out there, we're going to walk down here into the blind. And as we step into the blind here, what do I see? Well, kind of a lot of the usual nothing. Oh, there's a dragonfly though. He's big. Okay, good. So we're getting dragonflies. I saw a little movement down here by the tree. There's probably turtles underwater, and I see one turtle on the tree. Good for him. There's nothing over there. Nothing over here. And a bunch of geese honking out on Goose Island. It's getting kind of hot. I think we might be calling this one early. Oh, there's some wood ducks way over to my left. They're hiding behind some logs now. Honky geese, honky geese. Okay, sun's beating down directly on me. This isn't good. Turning around. Walking out of the blind, and just for completeness's sake, we will walk through the loop. I don't know if this is the best idea, because I am getting a little warm, but I've already begun. So, well, We gotta follow through now. Wait, did I hear a bee? I know. Looking for bees. Ooh, here's one. Hey buddy, be on my radio show. You wanna be Dubious Bee Committee? The Dubious Bee Committee is flying around. He is not making a decision. Where did he go? Just went over here. I call this meeting of the Dubious Bee Committee to order. He doesn't care. Come back here. Well, now he disappeared. All right. Let's keep going. We will not rest until we manage to have this meeting of the Dubious Bee Committee. But before we do that, since we're standing right here in this particular spot, we're going to have Dubious Scarlet Cup Committee. Nope. No, we're not. We don't have enough scarlet cups to call a quorum. It's because we don't have any scarlet cups at all. So there will be no Dubious Scarlet Cup Committee. Here's more of these bushes where I like to find the bees. Let's see if we can find us a bee. I'm listening very carefully for bees. Listening for bees. Where's my big bumbler? Well, I don't think there's any guys in here. Also, I'm starting to get a little warm. This may not be the best idea. So, we're gonna head back. Walking by more of these bee bushes, but there's no bees in them. We'll find a bee. Just kind of... Was that one? No. Just kind of making my way back through the lovely forest here. Trying to think cool thoughts. Trying to find bees. Where's my big bumblebees? I love bumblers. They're so fumblers. You want to give them kisses, but you can't because they'll sting you. But they're a nice color anyway. Yellow and... Ooh, there went one. Where'd he go? Where'd he go? He went zinging by my head way too fast. Yellow and black. Those are colors when you put them together. It either means... caution, exercise caution, or it means discount groceries. I don't know if that's true where you live, but here, if you want cheap groceries, you go someplace with a yellow and black sign. Although, that's starting to lose its popularity. What? Is this tree falling over too? I don't know. Things don't look right. My eyes are getting weird. I can see the blue spots. Whoa! There was a giant bee went right by my head. Where did he go? Oh, he went over here, but now I don't... Yeah. Where's my giant bee buddies? No, they're just buzzing my head. They don't want to... be on the radio today. That's not fun for me. It's probably super fun for a bee. Still walking out here going by the bee bushes. There's a lot of them. Where's my bees? Everybody needs a bunch of bumblebees to pollinate the flowers between the hours of 8 and 3s. And that's the bee pollinating song. All these bees here, I want to interview them for my Dubious Bees Committee. But they just work here. They don't know nothing about no radio shows. I'm gonna come up here on the bocage and see if I can find any dudes hiding back behind these trees and stuff. Now, there's a squirrel that kind of faked me out. He jumped up onto a log and I got excited thinking maybe it was a mati. No, Just a frog. I mean, just a squirrely on a log. Oh, there's not much going on back here. Although, all the rain has left some standing water back there in a low spot, which is interesting. Well, interesting in a bad way, because that just means now it's a mosquito breeding ground. All right. I'm going to turn around and walk back out up front of the building. All right, I'm back to my car. However, I would be entirely remiss in my duties if I were to not check this marmot den up here. So we're gonna just sneak up here, oh, real quietly and very stealthily, to see if our mommy Mati is hanging out outside the hole. Odds are no, but you know, she's got to come out to eat sometimes, and sometimes we see that. And no, we got no Mati spotting today, so let's just keep going up here into the mushroom garden real quick, and we'll check for all the usual dudes and maybe some bees. What do we got? What do we got? And there is no action. There's no action. Oh, speaking of telephone junkies, maybe we should just buzz back to my house and get some food. I do feel a little strange. Getting a little hot, a little lightheaded. I can see the blue spots. That's never good. It means we need to cool down. We need to fuel up. And do what else? Check the TV schedule. Am I missing a Europa League game? No, it's still pretty early. We need to check. I don't know. I can't remember. But here's my car. So, let's get in the old mobile crime laboratory. It's not a laboratory for solving crimes. And let's go home. The next sound you hear will be me getting out of my car in my garage. Oh, isn't this fun? Back in the old garage. Let's go inside. Get something to drink. Ignore that. Close the garage door first. Where's the kitty? Not sleeping on her blue bed. All right, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, let's sit down here and check the football schedule. The magic football schedule. Yes, there is some Europa League games today. I thought as much. And it looks like they start in about 22 minutes. Okay, good to know. That means I can finish up here, make myself a ham sandwich, and then watch the Europa League games. Hooray! Okay, now that we've got that figured out, let's check the old email. See what's going on here. See if I've got any magic messages. And oh, what is this? Suddenly, SDF has locked up on me. Well, is it SDF or is it just my internet webby connections? Let's try to pull up some other webby stuff. Very mysterious. What is going on here? Maybe my Wi-Fi thing is messed up because I cannot pull up anything. No internets. No worldwide webs. You know what this means? It means we gotta turn everything off and turn it back on again. That's never fun.
So let's flip the magic switch here and wait a few seconds for all the capacitors to drain, or whatever the reason is. They always tell us to wait 10 to 15 seconds before turning it back on. And I think that's probably long enough, so we can flip the magic switch again, turn everything back on, and see what happens. And now we reboot. Brah, 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 bunch of stuff goes scrolling by. I have no idea what it means. Really, I should learn computers. That might be a smart thing to do. Always waiting for a reboot. Reboot me, always getting rebooted. And now we start the GUI, starting up the GUI. Oh, it's so goopery goo. Takes forever, we never know if it's going to work. Show me some terminals. Got me a terminal window. Type in the magic command. Hit enter. Oh, and I'm connected. Type in my password. Hooray, I'm reconnected. So now we can finally check the old mail system. Do I have any mail? Yes, I have one mail, except it's an old mail. It's about Plan 9 Boot Camp. I don't even know what that is. I want to join up, but I'm so dumb about it that I don't want to take any spaces that might be needed by people who really need to learn this stuff. I don't even know what it is. Plan 9? I didn't even learn plans 1 through 8. So you can tell how far behind I am. Okay, so we've got connectivity. We've got communications with the world. I'm greatly relieved. Well, slightly relieved anyway. Boy, I'm starting to get itchy. It's kind of warm in here. Or maybe it's just because I'm warm. I don't think it's all that warm in here. I'm not going to turn on the air conditioning. It's not that warm yet. So what are we going to do? Well, I don't know. Oh, I know what we could do. Let's call the bad lottery number. See what they're doing today. Where is it? Here it is. Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it.
You have reached the drug screening phone line for Thursday, May 5th. If you have any questions regarding the following message, please contact your compliance monitor. If there is a problem with this message, please call Nebraska Occupational Health Center at 402-476-2600. If your assigned number is listed, please provide a specimen at your collection site today. Please call your assigned testing site prior to your arrival and arrive with a full bladder. The numbers for today are 253-379-399-407-569-588-928. Thank you.
No, thank you. And I will remind you that if your number was called, please arrive with a full bladder. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 19:30 UTC. But it's over now, so tune in tomorrow. My name's Tope.
This is the end of the line for me. The end.